LNB's audio diary for the 18th of March 2024. It is a Monday and it's just a little bit before 8 o'clock in the morning. I am on my way a little late for taking care of the bunny at the shelter. It's a cold day for frozen ground. Very wet the last few days, so the ground is kind of encrusted. We had a crazy hail yesterday and thunderstorms. Overall, just lovely, lovely, lovely. Okay, I said it was Monday, right? I think it was Friday. I got into the car to turn it on. I was going out to do some shopping and I turned the key and suddenly there's this horrible grinding thumping noise coming from what would be the air conditioner or heater, like the air circulation system. That's what I'll call it. Now listen to this. This is where we are right now. You hear that? That like ticking sound? Okay, I'll get back to that. All right. So it was this really terrible noise, right? So I played with the settings and everything, and it seemed to go away. Okay, well, whatever, you know, things get sucked in there, you know, whatever. So I drive, I go to Wally World and I'm doing some shopping, whatever. I get back in, I turn the car back on, and there it is again, only worse, right? And it wasn't going away, so I turned off the heater and everything, you know, the air entirely, right? Now, it was a cold, wet, rainy day at that point, right? So the car starts fogging up almost instantly, right? And I had other places I was going to go. I was going to stop at the dollar store and see if I could find some cool stuff for gaming or whatever. Just, you know, just to, I don't know, just to be the cheap Yankee, I guess. But I changed my mind and I went directly to the dealership, right, for the car, because I have a service contract with them. Okay, so I pull it in. They were able to get me in right away, and I waited for it. And they went in. They looked it over. Now I had a sneaking suspicion what this was, right, because there was also a little bit of a kind of a musty, wet dog smell coming through as well, right. So, sure enough, the mechanic comes out and she says, there was a chipmunk that had chewed its way through the air filter and gotten inside that system. And of course it was all, you know, mangled and chewed up. They cleared all that out, but the damage to the bearings and everything in the fan was apparently extensive. And they could fix it, but it was going to cost $850, and it wasn't covered under the service contract because it was an animal that crawled in there, and that's just not something that they cover, right? All right, well, $850 sounds like a gouging to me, so I was like, well, and we can't do it, you know, not after the you know, the water pipes, the water heater, the washing machine, right? And now this, right? So it's like, no, we're not doing that, right? But I still owed them, right? Because they had to hook up their machines and they gouged you for that, right? Plus, they had to pay a mechanic to tear it apart and clean everything out, right? So that was $250 right there, right? What a lovely day. So she said, this thing is going to need replacing. It will fail eventually, but if you keep it on low, it can go for a while. So I keep it on low now, right? So I went out early, I put the heater on and defrosted everything early with the heater on low. And that sound is where we are now without chipmunk jammed in between the blades and everything. So I am going to call my old mechanic, that's McLaren's in Taylor, Arizona. They're very, very good. So I'm going to call them later. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. I'm going to call them in a little while. when I get to the shelter. And I'll make an appointment for hopefully later this week or maybe even next week. I think, based on how this sounds, I think it'll be okay for a little while anyway. But I'll have to do that. So that was lovely. That was my over the weekend adventure. Oy. And I have to call the pharmacy today. They're not open on the weekends either. Because McLaren's isn't. So I have to call them and get little Bronx's meds going because he ran out. And they have not filled in the new prescription. And I know there's a new prescription. This guy's in tight. He's got... Oy. I had the yield sign, but he was entirely oblivious, apparently, that I was even there until he was past it and ready to merge. Marvelous. Am I sounding crabby? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be, because I don't really feel upset right now. It seems silly and exasperating this weekend, but whatever. Believe it or not, I'm actually more annoyed about the medication thing than anything else. Now, these are meds that... You know, little Bronx isn't on any, like, life-threatening meds or anything like that. You know, like, if he doesn't get them, things are going to fall apart. It isn't that bad. But, you know, the prescription thing irritates me. And I'm not going to go into it because you know what kind of a rant I go into when I start talking about healthcare. So, healthcare in America. I don't want to go down that route. But that's the thing I have to do today. I have to call them and get that set up. And that's, I guess that's the... grand update. Oy. So what else? Well, I've been working on the book. I'm working on All He Surveys, Volume 2. Working on Chapter 19 now. That's all original. Working on that and trying to get that put together. I don't know. I'm about a quarter of the way through it, I guess. It's going okay. It's going to need another pass. There's stuff that needs filling out. And then I got to do it like a sanity pass. And by that, I mean, I have to read it through in context with the other stuff around it, right? And I don't have anything after it that I can compare it to because the next chapter is going to be all original too. So I'm kind of winging it on that regard. But the idea is to read it in context with everything else and to make sure it works, right? Does this work, right? Is this a good place for this chapter, right? Or is the chapter even good at all? Is it something that we really want to include, right? And you know, it's different because, you know, because effectively this is the first draft of this chapter, right? And it's different than a regular first draft because the other stuff is much more polished than this. Not saying it's finished, not saying it doesn't need another, you know, another you know, go. I go ahead and, you know, go through it again and, you know, another draft, in other words. It does, right? The rest of the book does. But this is the first time, and I'm replacing an entire, not just chapter, but an entire element of the story arc in this book, right? A major element of the story arc. So that needs to be handled carefully, right? But the first step is to get something down. Without something down, you can't do anything, right? So something is better than nothing. Even if I scrap it, something is better than nothing. Because if I scrap it, that means at least I know where not to go, right? And right now, it's all terra incognita. So anyway, yeah, I've been working on that. And not as diligently as I should. I admit that. But it has been a challenging year so far. So, but there's progress. There is. There's progress. Okay. Let's see. What else? Let's see. I don't know. I haven't done a buttload of work on the game. A few little doodads here and there, a few things here and there, but not a t- ton of work, except I say not a ton of work. I made a big decision regarding the game book. All right. And here it is. And you can chime in, you can respond and say whether you think it's a good idea or bad, dear listener. It's unlikely that you will because, you know, why would you care, right? But I have decided to take a different approach to distribution and publishing of the game book. And it is this. I am going to take what was going to be a monolithic game book and break it up into pieces. And I am going to put those pieces up on probably DriveThru RPG and maybe itch.io. I'm going to put it up there as PDFs for a nominal fee. Not a pay what you want, but an actual nominal fee. But the fee will be really low. We're talking about $4 or $5 for the main book, right? And the main book so far is, I don't know, it's 50,000 words, something like that. And that's without the extra chapters about the background and, you know, all of that stuff, right? All of that stuff is basically I've put together a roadmap or a list. List is better because a roadmap kind of implies a step-by-step approach to things. That should be next, right? I really should do that. But I've made a list of things that I want to put out and more or less what order I want to put them out. But it's not very firm just yet. Because a lot of it isn't written yet. It's just ideas that I have for stuff. But I'm going to start off with the main book and then another book. And that'll include all the basics, right? If you just get that, you can play the game. What you can't play, really, is Star Drifter, right? Now, that sounds weird, right? But what I really mean by that is you can play using the Star Drifter rules, but you can't play in the Star Drifter setting because I won't be including any of that material in the first book, right? So if you have, say, I don't know, Star Frontiers or Traveler or almost any other kind of space game, Star Wars even, not really Star Wars, but yeah, if you have that stuff, but you don't like the rules of the game, or you don't have the rules of the game, or whatever, you can instead play your setting, almost any setting, but use Star Drifter, the Star Drifter rule set, right? In other words, it's, you know, it will be very good for a home-built or scratch-built campaign, or a campaign that borrows from a wide variety of source material, right? And that's how we used to play when I was a kid, right? I used to play with people that were, they were gamers. They were, you know, first and foremost role-playing gamers, but they were big-time collectors of role-playing game material, right? My original game master, Tom was his name, he bought everything that came out. Everything that came out, this guy bought it, right? Garbage or quality, you know, it didn't matter. He pulled from different stuff to play D&D. We played D&D, but it was almost an entirely homebrew game system or campaign because he pulled from so many different source materials and he had so many house rules implemented, right? Well, I don't think, even in this day and age, I don't think that's unusual. I think there are a lot of campaigns, a lot of people kind of play that way. I think, you know, the new cool thing that comes out, you want to include it in your game. You know, a lot of people are like that, especially if you're used to buying all the new stuff, right? Someday I'll do a big long rant on this, but, you know, this hobby is money-driven, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, it isn't that way for me, but for a lot of people with disposable income, they throw buckets and buckets and buckets of money at this hobby. And that's fine. You know, that it sounds like I'm judgmental. I guess to an extent I might be because I'm the cheap Yankee. But in the end, if they got the money and they want to spend it, I'll take some of their money if they want to spend it on my stuff, right? So that's my motivation there. That's my motivation there. I think a bunch of Star Drifter products that go out at the same time at a really good price might be enticing to some people. And more than enticing, I'm hoping that it might be useful to some people. People that look through it and say, either this is a really good campaign system, I'd like this, I'm going to use this. Or at the very least, I'll look through and say, there's some intriguing stuff here, I'm going to think about it. You know, maybe I can apply some of this to my game system. And for a couple of bucks, that might be a, you know, to them anyway, that might be worthwhile, you know, to get a couple of new ideas. You know, what's my motivation? Well, number one, it gets the material out there. You know, it gets more people possibly playing Star Drifter or some element or some aspect of the Star Drifter rules, right? That's one element. And two, maybe a little money wouldn't hurt, right? Are you guys going? No, I'm going. That wouldn't hurt. I wouldn't say no, you know. Because right now, I feel like I've been in development of this version of the rules for a long time, and several rule versions before this, and no one has seen much of this material. So, you know, it's time to start pushing it out. It's time to start moving it. To that end, I've been looking at different ways of desktop publishing. I want to put this together as a nice PDF that could, if you chose to, print it out and have a halfway decent little, you know, series of game books or whatever. So I've been looking at, I've been knocking my head against LibreOffice for years, right? For years. It is so unintuitive in my mind, right? Other people, they seem to have no problem with it, but I do not consider LibreOffice, and by extension, say Word or something like that, I don't have a lot of experience with them, right? I work in plain text, right? Mostly because, a lot of reasons. I've gone over them in the past, but I'm not used to anything complicated like a major word processor. And as a result, everything is a struggle. Everything is a hassle to get done on LibreOffice. And Word would be no different because I'm even less familiar with Word, right? So, I mean, every single thing is a hassle. The learning curve, I need pitons to even approach this thing. That's how high the learning curve is. So, you know, I am not too thrilled about using that as a means of putting together a decent PDF, right? And have instead started looking at Scribus, right? Or Scribus or Scribus, I don't know. I'm going to say Scribus, right? Which is another open source tool for desktop publishing. And so far, you know, and it's very, very early days, but, and I've looked at it before, but so far I think it's more in key. It's similar to some other tools that I have used and that I think I have a better chance of understanding. And people do use it to publish books and materials like that. So that's what I'm looking at now. And my vision for this is simplicity. No internal art unless it's absolutely needed. There are one or two things that I know I'm going to need to include art-wise. You know, and it's not like fancy art, but things like, images for, illustrating a particular rule set or something like that. So that's stuff that I'm going to be including, but I think Scribus is the way forward for me. And when I'm done, it should be unimpressive, but fully functional, right? And I want this thing to have a nice index that you can, you know, make use of and all of that stuff, right? All of that stuff, and make this thing a really usable PDF. so that people who want to complain, their only complaint might be, I mean, they can complain about the rules themselves, you know, the content they can complain about. That's, you know, perfectly valid. I don't have a problem with that. What I don't want to hear is people say, this thing is a broken pile of crap that I can't use because the PDF doesn't work, or things are disorganized, or it, you know, the way this thing is laid out, it's, you know, a nightmare, blah, blah, blah. I don't want any of that, right? That I don't want. What I do want is someone to simply say, well, it's very simplistic. It's not fancy, but it's absolutely usable. You can find what you're looking for. And if I can manage that, then I will have achieved what I was after. So, anyway, I guess that's it for today, because I am at the shelter.